Hurrah, wait up!
Good day, gentlemen.
Good sir. Can you tell us whither this peaceful path may lead us?
Why, to the Celestial City, of course.
Did I not tell you so?
Ask him how he knows.
Shh, nay. Best not to seem so faithless. See with what boldness he doth make his path.
Aye, confidence he doth certainly possess. I hope it be not in vain.
And so they followed him with no little assurance, enjoying all the while the softness of the pathway. But ere they had gone far, the night did descend upon them, leaving them in perfect darkness, having neither stars nor moon. Now he that did lead the way continued pressing forward with all confidence, for Vain Confidence was his name.
Come, boys, let not a little darkness slow thee up.
Come along, good hopeful, we be falling behind.
If the truth be spoken, dear Christian, I had as soon be going back. Every other path provided by the king of the fair country hath houses of rest and encouragement wherein to spend the night. But this seemeth to have none.
I say, men, are you coming or not?
Oh, dear!
What do you suppose happened to him?
Now, Vain Confidence, not seeing the way before him, had fallen into a deep pit which had been dug there by the evil prince of that place. In the bottom were great stones mingled with sharp sticks. They that avoided being smashed on the one were impaled upon the other. And so perished Vain Confidence in his ways.
What happened?
I feel with my staff that the ground before us doth suddenly drop away.
Probably into some great pit of death.
So it doth seem. Good friend, are you well? No answer.
Our companion seems to have breathed his last.
Here, I'll cast down this small stone. 'Tis a deeply seeming hole.
Come, let us turn back ere his fate become ours as well.
A thing which I am wont to do as well. But pray tell in this great darkness which way is back.
Listen. 'Tis beginning to rain.
Oh my, oh my, oh my.
And so it began to thunder and rain in a manner most fearful. And the gently flowing brooklet began to behave as a raging torrent. Then did the water overflow their feet, then their knees, rising moment by moment ever higher.
Oh, that I had kept in the right way.
But who could have thought that this peaceful path could lead us out of the way, or that yonder confident dead man did not know the way?
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death.
As we have seen.
I was afraid at the very first, and therefore gave thee that gentle caution. I had spoken more plainly, but that thou art older in the way than I am.
Good brother, be not offended. I am sorry I have brought thee out of the way, that I have put thee in this great danger of drowning. Pray, my brother, forgive me. I did not do it of any evil intent.
Be comforted, my brother. I do forgive thee. And I believe, too, that by faith even this mistake may be turned for our good.
I am glad you are so merciful. But come, we must try to go back.
Yes, I shall lead the way.
And fall into some great pit, as did our companion? Nay, 'tis because of me that we are lost in this world. I shall go before.
No, you may not go first, for your head is so troubled now with your mistake that it may lead you out of the way again.
Then, for their encouragement, they heard the voice of one saying,
Let thine heart be toward the highway, even the way that thou wentest. Turn again.
Did you hear?
Yes. Praise God, we are not forsaken. Come.
Then did they essay to go back. But by this time the waters were greatly risen about them, and they had like to have gotten themselves drowned 9 or 10 times. Indeed, They did learn by experience that it is much easier to get out of the way when in it than to get back into the way when out of it.
Oh, weary. So weary.
These are the feelings of my bones as well. It is sure that we shall not get back to the way this night.
Oh, if only there was some place to rest.
Look!
What?
Over there. Do you see it? By the lightning's flashing, I can see a rude shelter wherein we may rest for a time.
The spirit is willing to go on, but the flesh is so weak. Therefore, let us rest. It may be that by morning's light we may make up the time.
Oh, sweet rest. Though we be damp in body and in spirit, how good it is to rest.
I wonder whose grounds these are, and whose kindness has provided this little resting place.
Who can know? Perhaps morning light will reveal the answer. As for now, I shall have my prayers, and then dream of higher ground.
As shall I. God bless thee.